For years, I've had a dictating machine. I purchased it from a friend in Hong Kong years ago, and it served me well. Each day, I have a stack of letters to answer, and my method of answering is very simple. I pick up the microphone on my dictating machine, touch the start button, and begin to talk. When I'm finished, I hand the cassette tape to my secretary, and she types out the letters. I look them over, she types up the envelopes, and puts them in with the rest of the outgoing mail from the office. It's efficient, accurate, and in the minds of some people, a picture of how God wrote the Bible. But while it's true that God wrote the Bible using men to do so, he somehow allowed these men the freedom to write in their own style and according to the customs of the day. Which brings us to an interesting problem. How could God inspire the writing of Scripture and permit individuality at the same time and ensure the finished product would be without error? Well, the question of how God performs any miracle, and the Bible certainly is a miracle, is difficult for the human mind to grasp. But the Apostle Peter gives us some insight on this when he tells us that when holy men of God wrote the Scriptures, they were moved by the Holy Spirit. It's sort of like boarding a jet airplane. I walk down the ramp, show the stewardess my boarding pass, take my seat, and am moved along to my destination by the airplane under the command of the captain. While I'm transported along, I'm at liberty to move about the cabin, look at a magazine, play a game of Scrabble with my wife, pray, read the Bible, eat breakfast. In other words, just be myself on the journey, but the captain determines the destination for all of us on the plane. Now, it's interesting to note that when the Apostle Peter speaks of being moved by the Holy Spirit, it's the word for being carried along, like passengers on a plane. Now, I realize this illustration doesn't answer all the questions, but the simple fact is that it would be impossible for an infallible God to be the author of error. These human authors were not left to their own devices, but neither were they merely dictating machines. Faith tells us that God found a way. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.